Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Sharon Darcy, what happened, Sharon?
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good. This is a needle in a haystack.
A needle in a haystack. It really is. I was on the bus going in for jury duty the week before last. We only finished up there last week. And I got on my own bus to go to the city centre from Blanchardstown. And I had, you know, when you have to wear the face mask, so I was fogging up with my glasses.
So I took
the glasses off. And I thought I put them into my handbag, but I didn't. They fell off my lap, obviously. And then I was helping a young mother off with her son. And it's only when I went to retrieve the glasses from my handbag that I realised I didn't have them anymore. And I was like, oh no, I need them for court. I'm due in court in less than an hour. You know, I'll have to get in and get out. Like, so I saw two lovely bus drivers standing in O'Connell Street near the spire.
Now, where are the glasses now? They're on the bus.
On the bus. They're on the floor on the bus.
And how did you know you left them on the floor of the bus? Were you distracted or something?
I was distracted. I was helping a young mother off the bus with her son.
Okay.
Because she was all flustered herself, and I must have just literally dropped them.
And then you got flustered.
And I got flustered.
And then your glasses are fogged up.
Yeah.
They were, and you had the mask on.
I had a mask.
You got the glasses fogged up. You got annoyed. You took off the glasses, and they went on. And you, because you have to keep on your mask.
You have to keep on the mask.
You can get on the bus naked, but you have to wear a mask.
Okay. I wouldn't recommend that, although I might try it someday.
Okay, so you're now off the bus and you can't see the river.
Well, I can see the river. Like, I was in O'Connell Street near the spire. I'm not that blind. I had only literally got them a few months ago, but I knew I needed them for jury service. I needed to be able to read and be able to see what I was looking at, you know, the judge or whatever. So I noticed these two bus drivers standing, having a chat near where Kymore, you know, restaurant was, the old one.
Yeah,
so I ran up to the two of them and I asked them, was there a possibility that they could catch the bus, not catch the bus, ring the bus to see, because they, you know, maybe they had ways of contacting the bus driver to see, because they stopped them to get my glasses.
Okay.
And they said, no, actually, there's nothing we can do. And one of the lovely guys said, I'll do one better than that. I'll run after it for you.
Oh, fair play. Ronnie Delaney.
Ronnie Delaney. So he ran after the bus from O'Connell Street, Joe, right the way over Westmoreland Street, right the way over beside the far side of Trinity College.
You're not serious.
I'm serious. And of course, I'm running after him and I'm half dead on the road. And I'm sweating.
I hope your mask didn't slip.
I had a mask off running down O'Connell Street, I can tell you.
And what age is this bus worker, driver?
I think he's a little bit older than me, I'd say. I'll be 44 on Sunday, so I think he might be closer, maybe around a little bit older than me, I would imagine.
Yeah, okay.
And
so he's galloping down O'Connell Street, across O'Connell Bridge, up around Westmoreland Street,
onto
College Green, around past the front gate of Trinity, which is now a meadow. And where did he catch the bus, so to speak?
Around the far side of Trinity College, around that area.
Towards Nassau Street.
Nassau Street, I couldn't think of it. And I was losing hope. I was nearly crying, you know, because I was saying to myself, I'm due in court, the sweat's dripping out of me. I'm fed up at this stage. I just want to get back. I didn't want the judge to be reprimanding me, you know.
Well, you wouldn't really, to see. You'd say, where are you, George? I can't see you.
Where are you, George? I don't know where you're sitting. So I rang Dublin Bus while he was gone, and as I got through to them, I saw him running back towards me with the glass in his hand.
What a brilliant.
And I was like, holy divine God. And I said to him, oh, you're such a sweetheart. Thanks very much. And he says to me, I'll give you a virtual hug. So we had a virtual hug.
Oh, great. And did you get his name, Sharon?
I think his name is Noel. I can't remember. I was too flustered. But then it gets better. He says to me, where are you going? I said, I'm going back across the Liffey to get the Lewis down to the train station to get off of the Central Criminal Court. And he says, no, you're not. He says, I'm going to walk you to your bus stop, he said, and I'm going to make sure you get on the next bus to bring you all the way down. Of course, I'm not familiar. I know Westmoreland Street, but I've never gotten a bus from Westmoreland Street.
Okay.
So he walked into Westmoreland Street, he put his hand out, flagged the next bus, put me on it, and told the bus driver, under no circumstances was he to let me off the bus until I got down to Cunningham Road Garage, and I've not to be charged. So
brilliant, because Cunningham Road Garage is right opposite the new Central Criminal
Court. Opposite the road, right opposite the court, you know. But I have to say, Joe,
what a beautiful man.
Beautiful man.
What a great runner.
I swear to God, I run every morning. I couldn't run as fast as him through Westmoreland Street.
I just imagine the scene of you chasing the bus, a poor bus driver up O'Connor Street, him running like the clappers, you running behind him with no glasses, running into every person that stood in front of you.
I'm weaving it out of everybody.
And, Sharon, I can't ask you, I'm not allowed to ask you what case you were involved in. Yeah. Did you actually get to sit on the jury?
I did. I was the jury foreman. I was the jury foreman on the jury, so I did. Okay. I was there for 2.5 weeks.
Don't tell me the case.
I won't tell you the case
Was it a tough case?
Yes, it was extremely tough, and it was absolutely, it was one of the best things I've ever done. I hated listening to the case, but it was one of the best experiences I've ever had in my entire life. It was wonderful.
Why do you say that?
I just think the experience, I think every single person should do jury duty at some stage in their life, because it opens your eyes as to the way the criminal system works and the way the court system works. The judge was a sweetheart, an absolute gentleman of a man, and the jury minders are second to none, like my pal Damien in there lovely people. And they literally just, they make sure that you're well looked after from start to finish. They escort you everywhere. They're wonderful people.
Isn't that fantastic? And Sharon, I just want to know, I don't want the verdict, but did you all agree on a verdict?
Yes, we did. Unanimously. Yes, we did.
And was it like the Henry Fonda movie 12 Angry Men as it was then? Was it lots of debate and discussion?
We only deliberated for 3.5 hours. There was a lot of debate and discussion previously.
But you say to anyone, because people these days, when they see the jury duty notice, they run from it. They look for excuses. You're saying do it as part of your civic duty.
Do it. It is your civic duty. And I'm telling you, it really opens your eyes as to the way the justice system and the court system.
Okay, well done. You say it's about... Okay.
Sharon, let's...
the only thing we know, but what time did this happen at yesterday?
About 10 o'clock in the morning, I would imagine, because I normally met one of my friends for jury service around 10:30 to go into court together.
And did you see Noel? Did you see Noel with your glasses on at any stage?
No, I'm not that blind. Yes, I did, actually. I put them on.
Okay.
Well, he was very good crack.
Okay, we try and find him. Yesterday morning in town. Okay, you mind yourself, Sharon, and well done for your service. And
thank you,
system.
Do you know what, Joe, before I let you go, do you know what it is? With this COVID that's going along, there's an awful lot of angry and upset
people.
And I just think a nice little story to cheer people up and to show them that there are decent people in the world, you know?
Even though you did make a spectacle of yourself, you're prepared to go public and you'll give Noel a big virtual hug when you see him. Okay, thanks indeed, Sharon. God bless you. Sharon Darcy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.